Each month, Green Steps, here in Chattanooga, organizes community cleanups to pick up litter. Tomorrow, Green Steps and students from the group EDGE on this campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, will collaborate on a cleanup, starting at 11 a.m. in front of the UTC Starbucks. Jimmy Ursioli of Green Steps and Sarah Farnsley, a faculty advisor for EDGE here at UTC, stop by Scenic Roots. Jimmy, Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How did Green Steps begin?
Green Steps began in a very grassroots way 3 years ago through Alessandra Grzenko. She was the founder of the organization. She moved here from Colorado and saw that the litter situation in Southeast Tennessee was far worse than anything she had seen before where she came from. And that prompted her response in starting a litter mitigation organization.
And describe the mission of Green Steps.
So Green Steps' mission is to eradicate litter in Southeast Tennessee by means of physical litter removal, education prevention, and also our incentive-based program that involves litter receptacles.
And you have a community cleanup each month, including one partnering with UTC. Tell us more about that.
It'll be Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That'll be UTC campus and campus adjacent. So we're partnering with UTC's EDGE Club, in which Sarah is the faculty advisor for that. So we're partnering with them to get more student engagement with our program and with the EDGE program here on campus to just invest in environmental work.
And Sarah, for people who may not be familiar with EDGE, tell us more.
EDGE stands for Ecological Decisions for a Global Environment. It's a student-led environmental group on campus. I'm one of the faculty advisors along with Dr. Jody Kasky and Professor Nanda Barbosa. And so the students are involved in a lot of different aspects in the community, like the river rescue that takes place in October, in which trash is collected from around the Tennessee River. It's just a group of students that are very passionate about the local environment, the regional environment, the global environment, as well as campus, UTC's campus.
It's just an idea to raise some awareness about litter, not only in our natural areas, but also in our urban areas. It's just as much of a problem in our city streets and even right here on campus. And just giving students a tangible way to take stock in the place that they reside and educate themselves day in and day out.
Tell us about some of the other things that Green Steps does. I'm thinking the litter stations. I'm thinking the educational outreach.
Sure. So for educational outreach, we'll come to schools or various organizations, events, and just talk a little bit about our program and what we do to mitigate litter in the Southeast Tennessee region, but also discuss the issues regarding what creates litter in the first place. And that is our single-use waste. And so educating on ways that we can reduce that waste, how to properly dispose of waste when it's created, such as through composting, recycling, and landfill as a last resort. We also instill the R's. So it's traditionally been said as the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, but we sort of build on that with refuse. So refusing single waste items first, and then reducing the amount of single waste items, and then finding a way to reuse those items, and then also repairing items when they're breaking instead of just arbitrarily throwing them away. And then rot, so that's our composting element, recycle, and then the very, very last thing that you want to do if you can't utilize any of those R's is responsibly dispose of it at a landfill.
And where can people go online for more information about Green Steps, including the event that's coming up?
GreenStepsChat.com. Follow us on Instagram at GreenStepsChat. Those are all with two T's. Same with Facebook, GreenStepsChat. So for our litter receptacles, we have litter receptacles installed all around the city, both in urban and rural areas. And it comes equipped with a trash can, compostable bags and gloves, and instructions on how you can pick up litter when you're out and about hiking or walking. You can log those points onto our website, greenstepsapp.com. You create a username, you log those points, and for every bag of trash, they're 5 gallon size bags of trash. For every gallon bag of trash that you pick up, you get 1 point. 1 point equals $1. Once you get up to $5, you can redeem that for a gift card, and we distribute Amazon gift cards. So you can get up to $30 a month using that program, kind of as an incentive to pick up litter.
All right. Jimmy, Sarah, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.